At the new Founders Trading Post store, we're focused on making you the wisest crusader in all of Crusader Land. Now, to help you with that, we've got great deals on autographed Joseph Pierce books, including the new biography of J.R.R. Tolkien, plus rotating $5 sales on my CD features and DVD movies like The Spirit of 76 and The Road to Independence. To see all the incredible sales and shop where your purchase benefits our crusade, not the rainbow flag waver that Amazon or eBay, go to mikechurch.com/shop or call us 844-527-8723.
Crusade Channel News. News you can trust, because the truth can be trusted. From the Crusade Channel News Desk, here's Stacey Cohen.
Good morning, Crusaders. Welcome to Wednesday, July 1st, 2020. I'm Stacey Cohen reporting from the Crusade Channel News Desk at the Cohen Ranch in Winkelman, Arizona. This report is brought to you by Foundations Restored, the epic 17-part DVD or streaming video series that destroys the neo-Darwinist theory of evolution in favor of the actual history of Earth found in the book of Genesis. Order Foundations Restored today at crusadechannel.com/Adam. Here's what to listen for this hour. President Trump celebrated a Supreme Court ruling on Tuesday for school choice. A home coronavirus test is available through Humana, and Hollywood lost a legend yesterday. President Trump touted a Supreme Court Tuesday ruling which struck down a state ban on taxpayer funding for religious schools, calling it a historic win for school choice. Tuesday's ruling is a victory for school choice proponents and some conservative religious groups who had challenged the provision in court. Montana's program was similar to many across the U.S., and other states have proposed tax credit scholarship programs but not passed them due to confusion about their legality. In the 5-4 ruling, the court essentially backed a Montana tax credit scholarship program that gave residents up to $150 credit for donating to private scholarship organizations, helping students pay their choice of private schools. The state's revenue department made a rule banning those tax credit scholarships from going to religious schools before the state's Supreme Court later struck down that entire program. Seattle Department of Transportation crews on Tuesday began removing concrete barriers marking the entrance to the area protesters are calling the Capitol Hill Organized Protest, or CHOP, or CHAZ, whatever it is today. Protesters almost immediately began to construct a makeshift barricade to take the concrete barrier's place, moving furniture, trash cans, and plywood into the road to continue to block traffic in the area. Monday marked the fourth shooting near the CHOP zone since the occupation began 3 weeks ago. A 16-year-old boy was killed and a 14-year-old boy remained hospitalized in critical condition after a shooting on 12th Avenue between Pike and Pine about 3 a.m. Seattle Police Chief Carmen Best appeared on camera later Monday to urge protesters to leave the CHOP zone, saying enough is enough here. The encampment in Cal Anderson Park has become more difficult to manage, drawing violence and a large homeless population since the onset of the occupation 3 weeks ago. Humana is going to be now offering LabCorp's home COVID-19 tests to its members, and it's teaming up with Walmart and Quest Diagnostics to provide access to drive-through tests. Members enrolled in the insurer's Medicare Advantage, Medicare Supplement, Medicaid, and employer group plans are eligible for either type of test, and out-of-pocket costs will continue to be waived. Our saint of the day, he was an Irish monk who was consecrated a bishop in Rome and then joined St. Willibrord on the continent. Quote of the day, consult not your fears, but your hopes and your dreams. Think not about your frustrations, but about your unfulfilled potential. Concern yourself not with what you tried and failed in, but with what it is still possible for you to do. Pope John the 23rd. You're listening to Crusade Channel News.
Hi, folks. It's Mike Church, founder of Founding Father Films, asking you to learn the true stories of America's founding by purchasing my movie, The Road to Independence, the movie. The Road to Independence tells the exciting story of the Founding Fathers' struggle to declare independence.
John Adams and Thomas Paine were not exactly the best of friends, but as our timeline has shown us, when it came to the question of declaring independence, the two were soulmates. Now, let's travel to another colony where lifelong friends will work secretly to establish the legislative body that will declare our independence.
This animated movie comes complete with collector's booklets,
DTS surround sound, and are packed with hours of bonus features. Learn the true stories of America's founding and order Mike Church's The Road to Independence on DVD and CD. Available now at MikeChurch.com/DVD and by calling 844-527-8723.
Our saint of the day is Saint Rumbold, bishop and patron saint. Saint Rumbold renounced the world in his youth and embraced a state of voluntary poverty, being convinced that whatever exceeds the calls of nature is a useless load and a perfect burden to him who bears it. He was the most declared enemy to voluptuousness, and by frugality, moderation, and a heart pure and disengaged from all seducing vanities. Victorious over himself by humility, meekness, and mortification, he reaped in his soul without any obstacles from self-love or inordinate attachments. He sanctified his studies, in which he made great progress, and at the same time advanced daily in Christian perfection. He was an Irish monk who was consecrated a bishop in Rome and then joined St. Willibrord on the continent. He was martyred by two men that he had denounced for their evil ways. Rumbold is also commemorated as a bishop of Dublin, Ireland, the son of a Scottish king. He was slain on the 24th of June in 775. His body was thrown into a river, but being miraculously discovered, it was honorably interred by his virtuous friend and protector, Count Adieu. Dr. Anthony Fauci, director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, testified Tuesday that an emerging virus found in pigs in China shares traits with the 2009 swine flu and 1918 pandemic flu, and the U.S. public health officials are now monitoring the disease. Fauci, a White House coronavirus task force member, explained before the Senate Health, Education, Labor, and Pensions Committee that the virus known as G4EAH1N1 doesn't appear to infect humans. However, it has shown reassortment capabilities. Fauci warned lawmakers of the possibility that you might have another swine flu-type outbreak as we had in 2009. It's something that's still in the stage of examination, he added. During another part of his testimony, Fauci expressed that he's quite concerned regarding the recent surge in Chinese coronavirus cases, blaming states for possibly reopening too soon and some Americans ignoring guidelines to stop the virus spread. Tuesday on Fox Business, Senator Scott Rick urged governments to back off the mandates and make a case for the measure that they're mandating. According to Scott, if the proper information is given, people will make better decisions. That includes wearing masks and social distancing. Our federal government needs to give us more information on the therapeutics, what's working, what's not working, more information on the vaccines. At the local and state level, why don't they just tell us this business they have? They have employees or customers with coronavirus. Guess what? We're not going to go there. But why? Instead of shutting down every business, why don't they give us, assume we are smart, logical, have common sense? He went on that he grew up in a poor family. My parents might have been poor, but they weren't dumb. And so give us more information, Scott added. We will all make better decisions. Hollywood lost a great, we all lost a great, Carl Reiner, the writer, actor, director, and producer, whose many decades worth of credits, including The Dick Van Dyke Show and The 2,000-Year-Old Man, showcased a ready wit and generous spirit, died. His son, director Rob Reiner, announced in a tweet, he was 98. He said, last night my dad passed away, and as I write this, my heart is hurting. He was my guiding light. Carl Reiner died of natural causes. Send me your news tips to news@crusadechannel.com. Stay tuned to the Crusade Channel with live breaking news updates all day, the best live talk radio anywhere. Up next, the Mike Church Show continues. I'm Stacey Cohen for the Crusade Channel, seeking news and finding truth.